Good morning.
Good day.
This is the house that God built, not the Jack built, the house that God built. hey, how are you? Chantel in the house. Amen. Chantel in the house. It's good for her to be here. You know. Valisa, we all got to be a part of the resurrection. And if we're not a part of that, we really don't have life. And Jesus. Rob, I'm always at, I wonder what God's doing with this house. And so I'm getting ready this morning, and I never suppose anything. I don't presume anything, you know, because really whatever we do in life, it's got to be from the sweetness of the Father. You know, it's a sweetness that the Father has, that Jesus had, but now he's discovering it to us, you know. Oh, God, how sweet the Father is, you know. And this whole thing about his love for us is dawning on us deeper and deeper. And it's very vital. So you get ready and you just sort of listen for the sweetness of the Father. When I say listen, just feel for it. Telling you, you're just sort of, okay, where's that Father love? Where's that sweetness that comes from the throne? And I'm saying all that to say is that he's the one that's drawing us to him, right? It's like love is drawing us. Love is drawing us up. And unless he loves us, we don't know how to love. Unless he draws us, we don't know really what love is. So even though we use the word quite a bit, you know, I love you, da, da, da. But, you know, most people, I'll be careful of my words. A lot of people, I'll be gracious, don't really get saved because love drew them. Yeah. I'm talking about Father love.
Yeah.
We get saved out of doctrine, out of fear, right? Emotion, you know, I'm crying, somebody help me. And it really is just a rescue more than it is love drawing you, you know. It's like in the Song of Solomon, first couple of verses, draw me, Lord. There's a certain love draw. Shelly, if you keep singing, I'm going to lay hands on you. Is that Tina? That's Valette. Dang, I got your voice. You sound like Shelly. She did. I can't look at y'all. When I look at you, I want to pray. You know, right. That love drum make you cry, Tina. So a lot of us didn't, you know, when scripture talks about return to your first love, we never really we've had a first love. We got saved under a whole different pretext, you know. So you have a weak church. You have a not loving church, you know. Till we know his love, we can't love, you know. So we try to put other things in its place. But the bottom line of everything, Derek, is love, see. And because now, Christian, he's drawing us with his love, right? Jesus is showing us how he loved the Father. And that got exposed to us over there. What was that, John 16 or 14 or something? About 16. He prayed, I'm going to show you how I love the Father. Now, Jesus loving the Father is a whole different thing than churchdom. But yet now, I love that loop, Stan. Yet now, God's showing us how Jesus loved him. And then now you're starting to enter into that. Okay. Because, you know, when you think about it, we've overused the term, or not, you know, the love of the Father is beyond human comprehension. And until you get a revelation of it, so that's why your daughters can get happy back there, because she's sensing love of the Father and all that you tried to make her do for Volette do for years didn't work until the love of the Father stopped growing. And now we can't get rid of her. You know? You said, thank God. So each person in here is a product of love. Each person in here is a product of love. And it's like we talked about, you know, how did you get here? Somehow love start drawing you, you know. You know, Glow and I try to put no pressure on people and things like that. Waiting for love to do its own work, you know. Now, we're growing at the same time, but you wait for love to do its own work. Well, I don't want to pray for you like crazy. Yeah. She ain't so funny, Mike. Michelle Cannon is a love product. Okay. So you might say God delights in Michelle Cannon. He delights in Joy Davis. He delights in Kristen Beckford. He even delights in James. Just messing around, Jay. I was going to do Mike, but I figured I'd do you. He loves Tony like he loves nobody else. Tony, you see, God can love you where you feel like I'm the only one he loves. And Kristen says the same thing. That's so crazy. It's both true from God's standpoint. I don't love nobody like I love you, Kristen. But I don't love nobody like I love you, Tony. Yet, it's not contradictory with him because it's God's. You're my favorite. You're my favorite. But you're my favorite. Oh, but you're my favorite, love. Because it's God's love is not like human, you know. Right? It's incomprehensible to the human mind. So, Tony, you really have to enter into his realm to understand a little bit on how he ticks, you know. Right? Sure, he so loved the world, but yet he loved you more than he loved the world. Are y'all following me? Yeah. Crazy. Now we can start loving him back. You understand? Now we can worship. Now we can worship, because you can't worship until you know how much he loves you. We keep trying to fabricate this stuff. But it all starts with love, see? Everything starts with love. BJ, everything starts with love. Everything starts with love. Everything starts with love. His love. Not a human, social, you know, come on, brother, you know, why can't we love one another kind of thing? No, that's social. No, everything starts with a heavenly love that the Father. So we're having breakfast at Aunt Sarah's too. So I was hungry, right? Right, Chris, right? Yeah, breakfast too? Woo. Sherry, breakfast too? I was hungry from the night before because I think Glow just kind of gave me some. Take my shoes off. Yeah, I was hungry, so I said, the lady just came. I start ordering. I want 3 eggs, 3 sausage, 3 bacon, whatever. And she said, you need the triple daddy skillet. Triple daddy in his stand, like, triple daddy, father, right? Right? Everything turned into his love, see? Amen. Father. He loves us. If I could sing it, but he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. And then, Shelley, it makes you sick with love yourself. I said, God, because look, like, how could you love us like this? And when you think about it, the greatest commandment, you love the Lord your God with all your heart. But you can't do that until you know how much love he has for you. We've been, you know, we talk about obedience. You know, sure, we can obey certain things, you know. We have moral standards. I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to stop at the red light. I'm going to obey the laws of the land. I'm going to obey the scriptures as far as I can. But here's one you can't obey. The first one you can't obey is to love the Lord your God. See, we want to obey everything else. But you can't obey the love the Lord your God until you find out how much he loves you. Can you start obeying? So don't say you're obedient, you know. You might be obedient to other, but that first one, you don't got yet. Excuse my language. I had to listen to B all day yesterday. The first one, you don't got yet until he opens up his love for you. And then you'll say, oh my God, this is the only commandment I need. It's to love him. That's the only one I need, see. Right. So you got Tina, she gets knocked off the boat, but then she falls in love's arms, you know. You know. It's just like, where have I been all my life? Where's this been all my life, you know? Forgive me, Pastor Jerry, but mama didn't have it. Daddy didn't have it. Didn't have it. Church didn't have it. Because truth really only comes out of love. Life only comes out of love. Obedience really only comes out of love, you know. The only law that an angel knows is the law of love. That's the only law a heavenly being knows is the one of love, right? Soon as you lose love, you get cold and stiff, and God can't even entertain you. So, guys, do you remember Shelley's dream the other month? And by the way, before I say that, you say, why can't I dream like Shelley dreams? Because here's why. Because God delighted in Shelley, and it was his good pleasure to do it for her, right? Look, she didn't fast for 40 days, and it's just Father's love and good pleasure. It's my pleasure to do it, you know? It's like Dre said, even his sovereignty is amazing. God took pleasure in you. Another way, but that, it all things governed by his pleasure, right? Look, Shelley didn't merit it. It's just God's good pleasure to do it, right? Look, don't even try to imitate it. It's just God. That's what, don't try. It's God.
Yeah.
Is this good pleasure is this good pleasure to do you? That's another certain way. It's just all head surrounds around him. See, it's like, here's what Shelley shared with me this morning. That in a dream, of course, your father spoke to her in the dream and said, you know, whatever condition you're in, God's pleasure was for you to have it for his glory. And he knew that whatever he put inside of you, you could handle it. You know, you can't make this stuff up. So now, so based on that, now here's Shanique. I love who I am in God. I love the gifts that I have, whether it's one, five, or ten. It has nothing to do with my merit. It has to do with the Father's good pleasure. If it's pleasure to give me one, I take one. You understand? I'm not going to bury it in the ground. This is because it's his good pleasure for me to have the one. See? Everybody can't pray like Pastor Jerry, but she didn't fast and whatever. It's his good pleasure to put a prayer gift in her, you know. Chris, BJ, Carolyn, he surrounds us with his good pleasure. He surrounds us with his good pleasure. Just receive my good pleasure. Don't complain. Just receive my good pleasure. I delight in you. I delight in you. Now you delight back in my pleasure for you, right? Don't be discontent. Delight.
Jesus.
I make no mistake. It's like Mike said the other day. If you look at it this way, you won't have a bad day. Right? You won't have a, because all your day is based on his pleasure, not what you think it ought to be. Look, not self-pleasure, but his pleasure. Right? You have a bad day because self-pleasure didn't work, you know. See, right? Self-pleasure didn't work. So your bad day is based on your own pleasure. Right? But when you focus on his love, I can't get my mind off the Father, 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 off the triple trio, whatever. Big Daddy 3, whatever. Yes. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. See, that wipes you out. Now, look, Tony, my life's based on his pleasure now. My life's based on his pleasure, right? Isn't that how Jesus lived? I take pleasure in my daddy, what my daddy want. I only take pleasure in his love and his life. The only reason I live is because God takes pleasure. You understand? That's the only reason I live. That's the only reason I live. As soon as I get in self-pleasure, I get stiff and cold. My prayers don't work. My faith don't work, right? You understand? My faith don't work because, look, faith works by love.
What he said about my mom in the dream was that, he said, I didn't plan to marry your mother. He said, but that was the destiny God planned for me, was to marry your mother. He said, because God loved me enough to know that my soul was in mortal danger. He said, that's why God allowed me to marry your mother.
Great. Part of his plan. See, there's nothing but love in God. There's nothing else but love in him. Not one other thing. What? God is love. There's nothing else but him. Tony, your whole thing in obedience to the commandment is to love him because there's nothing but love in him, you know. Oh, I didn't do that one. Oh, okay. Thank you. That's important. Oh, my God, that's important. Thank you for that. Because, and I prefaced it by saying, you know, she dreams the way she does because that's God's delight in her, right? And his delight in us. Whatever he delights in you, you know, is for you and for us, you know. Okay. So we don't, you know, so Shelley. So when Shelley dreams, it's God's love for us. And she dreamed a couple months ago about she couldn't get to the Father because there was no love. You remember? And the angel had to interpret everything. And I'm like, great day, I want to know what that means, you know. Now he's exposing it to us. You understand? So she dreams ahead of time Now, why did God use her? Because this is his preference and his delight to do it. And you got nothing to say about it, you know. Don't cover it and all that. Just say, God, thank you. Thank you for your pleasure amongst us. Thank you for your pleasure amongst us. Thank you for your pleasure amongst us. Because it didn't have to be. That's love, that was love's pleasure. Look, we wouldn't build it that way. We don't know how to do it like that, but love does. See? And so the angel had to interpret it because she could understand the language, because love is a different language. It's past human comprehension, right? But then she finally got into love. So look. Look. Now she catch it. Thank you. I resemble that. Welcome to the table. Welcome to the table. See, I'm just revealing to you how Jesus loved me so you could do it the same way. So now you don't need the angel to interpret. You can start eating of love yourself and come straight to me yourself, your father of love, triple daddy. See. Right. See, that's a lesson to you. Because, see, you can be in the church but still not speak in love language. Or understanding God, and somebody else, you don't have no direct contact with God, you know, somebody else got interpreted for you, angel or whoever, you don't have a real living relationship with God himself. But yet, Shelley, he said, sit at this table, the Holy of Holies, and let me show you my love. I have kindness that you had never even heard of. My forgiveness is so strong, you don't even have to repent every day. I hope you can hear that. You don't even have to go around repenting every day. It's stronger than strong. He created you in love. Possess you in love. grows you up in love. To the point, Raquel's only obedience will be a love obedience. All I need is that learn how to obey that first commandment. All of them. And we belong to a different source than the world does. Okay, all right. So you needed the angel to interpret because the only thing angels know is love. It's the only thing they know. As soon as one falls out of that, they come out of the Holy of Holies. All right? Everything in heaven is wrapped with love. Everything. So when God peaked love to you, he lets you gather with the angels and the family of God And let me see, let me show you how the family runs. I'm going to show you how. Human beings can't get this, Rainy. But let me show you how, by divine revelation, how the family runs. Then I'm going to put it in you so you can operate the same way. And then Amanda, then you'll be saying, I don't want to do anything for God but to love him. And then whatever comes out of that, that's fine. But I just want to love him, B. I just want to love him with all my heart, mind, and soul. Okay. Randy, we fall in a whole different category from the world. Man, I wish I could share some of the stuff I shared yesterday. Do I have the scripture up there? Let's do Galatians 5:6. Everybody's with me, I can tell. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision avails anything, or uncircumcision, but what? Faith, which works by what? Love. Because love is the whole rule of the kingdom of God. I need you to stand up for me. Yeah. Yeah. Is that right?
Yes.
Love, right? It's multi-purpose. Shelly, love is multi-purpose. Chris, we on something with this love stuff. Transparent to anything else is going to be, the love of God that's going to flow, and life's going to flow because love's going to flow. There's a whole different direction that we're beginning to walk in because now we're in the direction of love. It's a whole different atmosphere. It's a whole different creation. It's a whole different hemisphere. It's a whole different life. When my love, the Father says, registers deep in your spirit, man.
Yes.
It's a whole new type of living.
Yes.
It's a whole different type of breathing.
Yes.
It's a whole different type of denominations, economy.
Yes.
When we spell the word love correctly.
Yes.
We haven't spelled it correctly. We haven't.
Come
on. We haven't spelled it correctly. As soon as we start spelling correctly, it's a whole different hemisphere, a whole different creation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Great. Revelation are going to increase and increase and increase and increase. Stamina is going to find you. Stamina is going to find you because of love. And your daughter, Tina, stamina is going to find you because of the love creation. Obedience will mean something totally different. Faith will mean something totally different because we learn to spell love right, correctly. Obedience, my daughter, obedience to love. Obedience to love. A new definition to life. A new definition to well-being. Love is well-being. Not material things, but love is well-being. Faith and love. Faith and love. Faith and love. Faith and love. Faith and love work together. 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 Can you? Thank you, Father. Right? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We don't get here without the Father drawing us. Out of this world. Amen. 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 Did you have a scripture or something? Which and what? Oh, okay.
When you're placed into the anointed one,
and joined to him, Jesus. Circumcision and religious obligations can benefit you nothing. All that matters now is living in the faith that is activated and brought to perfection by love.
Amen.
Before you were led astray, you were so faithful to Messiah. Why have you now turned away from what is right and true? Who has deceived you? The one who enfolded you into his grace is not behind this false teaching that you've embraced. Not at all. Don't you know that when you allow even a little lie into your heart, you can permeate your entire belief system? Deep in my heart, I have faith that the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, who lives in you, will bring you back around to the truth. And I'm convinced that those who educate you, whoever they think they are, will be brought under God's judgment. Dear friends, why do you think the religious system persecutes me? It is because I preach the message of being circumcised and keeping the laws of Judaism. Now at all, is there no longer any offense over the cross?
Amen.
To tell you the truth, I am disgusted with all your aggrators.
Amen. All right. So faith, faith works by love, right? You know, so every angel has faith. They never read a book about it. Just because they love God. Faith always works by how much you love. It's not something you try to define and read. It's how much you love God. It's going to do something or how. So we got too many definitions, Derek.
Yes.
We got too many. You can't define it because it's a living thing, you know.
Yes.
You can never define. You can never define faith. All you can say, I don't know how to define this, just but the more I love God, the more it works. That's why you've been introduced in a whole higher way. Because now, see, he can get some fruit out of your life when you start loving him right, then faith is going to start working right. And it's not faith for material things, it's faith for the next one to come into the body of Christ. So, let me tell you something. You know, in the book of Acts, you know, the early church, let's just call it. People, you can't go out and try to demonstrate and redo what they did. You know what their secret was? That they loved God with all their heart, mind, and strength. See? And that's why faith was rolling like crazy, because they loved God like crazy, right? They didn't even know about faith without love. They didn't have no concept of faith without love. You know, love was the missing. Right. Exactly. Shelly, it's just like this. See, it's just like this. As an analogy, love is like the sun. Faith is like the moon. The only light the moon's going to get is from the sun. If the sun's not there, the moon's not going to light up. If love's not there, faith is not going to ever light up. Are you following me? And I could go back to, you know, we started in Genesis 1 a couple months ago. I could go back there and bring that analogy to you through Scripture. But just hear me. So it's God just introduced you to a very fruitful life because now you're starting to love him. No more you're trying to be fruitful because of your own deeds and works. Now you just love God and then the fruit starts to come out. Okay. All right. Oh, Yes. Okay. Y'all can step down if you like. Sorry. That's funny. You're laughing at me. All right. D, let's do this. Let's do some notes, starting with the earliest church. The earliest church acknowledged no faith except it worked by love itself. I'm talking about the Acts church. I want to pray for it. I'm talking about the Acts church. Heavenly angels, too, have no idea what faith is if it's not a matter of love, right? And Rainey, we're talking about the heavenly love, right? Pastor Ross, before you sit down, could you come up? We're talking about the heavenly love, the grace love, the love from above, the high stuff, you know. Thank you, Jesus, for the love of God that works. Tina, there's no different than those angels who worship around the throne and the 24 elders. And there's no difference in Pastor Roz worshiping in the same place, in the same sphere, with the same kind of love, even higher than what they had. No different. It's the whole family. Whether you're in heaven or on earth, it's still a spiritual family with the same kind of love for the Father. That's what he's introducing you to. The love for the Father past what the angels have.
That's it.
Okay. Right? And so you'll sequence things in the spirit. Oh, there's another note. Oh, that's how the angels worship. Oh, there's the angel giving me another song. Oh, I'm not on earth anymore. I'm in the angelic realm and worship in the spirit realm. In spirit and in truth, and the angels start giving me what to say because we love the Father. Thank you. Right? Sherry, this whole realm brings peace. It brings peace with God. He loves me. I love him. There's nothing but peace and rest. Okay. All right, keep going, D. The entirety of heaven gives itself over to what? You're part of heaven. You give yourself over to what? To love. Because no other kind of life than that of love exists in heavens. No other kind of life. No other kind of life but love exists in heaven. No other kind of life. Love is the source of all their happiness, which is so immense that not a bit of it can be put into words or grasped in any way but by the human mind. You see what God's brought you and bringing us into? People who dwell in love do love the Lord with all their heart, but they know, say, and perceive that all love comes from the Lord and from nowhere else. Unless Jesus reveals and puts in your heart how he loved the Father, you don't have it what it takes. You know, so look, no more of this, you know, the man upstairs thing. Trying to say, not the smallest measure of love, life, or happiness do they claim for their or to possess of their own. God had to give it to them, and it's a response to love. So that's why I said earlier, a lot of people don't get saved because of a love response. They get saved out of something else. But Christian, BJ, that's going to change. That's what God's raising up in this house.
Yeah.
Right? I don't care if it takes 10 years. It's going to happen because, look, it's not even a matter of timing. It's a matter of life. You put a seed in the ground, first the blade, then the ear, and then the whole thing. We just got to wait for the thing to come up. You know, it's not like, you know, you're praying all night and God do something and he finally starts. No, it's just life. That's why you stay close and you stick with it. Just let the life grow, you know. It's got to happen. No, no, just like we plant up something in the ground, like I do, and but you can't move it like I do. You know, you got to leave it in there. All right. You got to leave it in there, right, Galo? Yeah. True faith deep in the heart is faith born of love. A lot of us didn't come to the Lord with that kind of love, Rob. And so we've been trying to make faith work and saves and keeps on saving, right? Because it's like it's a seed. Anyone can see perfectly well that no hint of life ever exists without some kind of love, and that no trace of joy ever exists unless it results from love. That's why we're so unhappy. That's right. Would you say, Chris? So true. That's why we're so unhappy. Because we don't have no love. We can't be satisfied with anything because love is the only thing that's going, thing going to satisfy us. I'm talking about Father's love, Dad. Right. Where was I? Here. The nature of the love determines the nature of the life, right? And of the joy. The nature of the love determines the nature of life. We haven't been living very well, have we?
Come on now.
See, this is why I don't want to do notes, because y'all get ahead of me. Self-love and materialism produce an imitation of life and an imitation of joy, right? Like I said, Jerry, that's why we don't have any. And since they are diametrically opposed to genuine love, that is, loving the Lord with above everything and your neighbor as yourself, it stands to reason that the more we love ourselves and worldly goods, the more that we hate our neighbor. Finding us, Tina. You're finding all of us. Because we just haven't had this heavenly love, right? Somebody said, return to your first love. We never had it. But we're getting it now. Good God Almighty. Genuine love, then, is love for the Lord. And genuine life is a life of love received from him. And true joy is the joy of that life. Where we've been all our church lives, Rob. Only one genuine love can exist. God's introducing us to it. So only one genuine life can exist. And it gives rise to true joy and happiness like that felt by the angels in heaven. You're in the same realm as they in because you're doing the same love that they operate for the Father. Now, all they can think about is the Father. On the other hand, spirits who learn only the doctrinal tenets of faith but lack love, life is so chill and the light of so dim that they cannot even approach the near side of the threshold of the heavens entrance hall without fleeing in retreat. Who did that? Who sung that? Who hit that note? Is that Chris?
now we understand fully.
So much for us getting saved, get your sins forgiven and going to heaven. Forget about that. Yeah, you might go, but you'd be way on the outer skirts of it. You know, hey, Jesus, I'm back here. Are you following me? Because, yeah, you got saved, but there was never any love, which would heaven operates on. The heavenly realm operates on love. Hold on, Jerry.
Oh, I'm good.
Yeah, I just want to pray for him, then you come. Thank you. Ooh, Tina, come. Thank you for the love. Put your hand in his back. Thank you for displaying Father. And his only purpose for being on this earth is for you to be able to display your love through him. He's got no other purpose. He's got no other destiny except for Father. Father can display his undying love through this vessel. May we not mistake any other purpose but this. May we not get caught up in any other hoopla, but that we display Father's love. When he finds that, he finds himself and his purpose for living. May it not be mistaken, Lord. May it not be mistaken. Even though other things would come his way, big old hills would come and say, climb me. And Father say, no. Don't let it get in the way. It's as simple as this. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart and mind and soul and strength, and then display it. Amen. Pastor Jarrett. You sure? I need to pause. Good gracious. So, just because we know we think we can define faith by we know the tenets, and it's a documented definition. It's just like having the moon with no sun. Life continues to change, Pastor Jerry. Life continues to change, Rainy. Life continues to change, Roz. Life continues to change, Glow. Lisa, life continues to change. Oh. So his Father saying, come up to me where I am, and I'll show you my love. Now increase and multiply and replenish the earth, right? Not just in natural sense, but in a spiritual sense. But I don't want you to replenish without love. You can't replenish my way unless you got my love. Okay. Okay. So as prevailing grows, it grows in love only. It doesn't grow by members on the outside. It grows by the love of God that comes through each person. Now his house is growing, and we're the church, and we're the love church, the life center, the love church. Okay. Go ahead. I need a break.
Pastor say I have a good memory. But I can remember maybe 15 years or so ago when it was like 5 or 6 of us. And Pastor would always say, I don't want PWM to grow unless we grow in love. I had no true concept of what that actually meant. Of course, I agreed in my natural, ability to agree. But after today, and heaven's baptism of love upon us, there's a deluge of love. We're going to be inebriated with love from here on out. Pastor, can I tell do you really want a break? Can I tell my Klee story? I got a Klee story. Where shall I at? Where shall I at? Yeah, y'all set me on fire. God's sovereignty, y'all. Woo, Pastor. I wasn't here yesterday. I got the notes. But Michelle's dream. Whew. God's sovereignty is beyond anything that we can imagine, understand, comprehend, agree with, go along with. I remember I had been married 17 years. I wanted out, and I was upset. And I remember praying that the Lord do something about my situation. And the Holy Spirit asked me, just as plain as I'm talking to you, what make you think? Because at that point, doing something about my situation would have been annihilating him. We might as well be honest up in here. I didn't want no divorce. I just want him. So the Lord said, what make you think I don't love him as much as I love you? Man, that was a smack in my face. That was a smack in my face. A homemonging, fornicating, adulterous won't work, more children outside of the marriage than in the marriage, and you gonna tell me you love him? He told me that, y'all. He said, what make you think I love you more than I love him? My religious church-going self. Yes, he did. So I ain't pray about him no more. I'm serious. I'm going to be honest. What was the need? I didn't pray about him anymore. I didn't. I did not. Several years later, Church of God in Christ used to have a rule that if you divorced, you went to hell. Did they? Yeah. The blue book said that if you divorce, you go to hell. That was their rule. See, that's why I'm saying it wasn't nothing about divorce. See, he had to die if I was going to be free, according to Church of God in Christ. Come on, you know what I'm saying? Okay. The rule, the blue book changed. My pastor had the nerve to come to me, bless his soul, and say, you can get a divorce now. Wait a minute, hold up. You've been telling me, because by that time I had been with him over 20 years, you telling me that after all this time of me sitting in this chair, you told me I couldn't? Well, they changed the blue book, daughter, and now you can get your divorce. I'm not going to hell. That didn't rest well with me. I'm going to be honest. That did not rest well with me. Because if they said God said it. God. Yeah. Okay. So, about a year later, Holy Spirit says to me, if I ask you to go back to him, would you do it? I said, don't ask me that. Shanika said, Lord, please don't ask me that. Please, please, please don't ask me that. Because I knew he knew that there was enough down in me. And if he asked me, I would do it. So I said, Lord, please don't ask me that. So about year 20 of the marriage, he came back. He said, will you take him back? I said, I'm going to do it because you asked me. I said, but I do not love him. And I want you to know that I don't love him. Because I used to talk to the Holy Spirit just like I'm talking to Mike, because he know I'm crazy. See, the Holy Spirit know where we are, and he know who we are. He does. Chris, I used to talk to him just like I'm talking now. I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. But I do not love him. Okay? He said, that's good. because I'm going to love him through you. I said, if you can do that, Holy Spirit, you bad. If you can do that, you a bad brother. Go ahead, do that. So we moved back in together. Bought a house. And one day he said to me, Clee said to me, after a couple of months or so, if I was to drop dead right now, what would you do? I said, I would walk over you and keep going. Truth. I used to always tell him, don't lie to me. Tell me the truth. I'd rather deal with the truth now than have to muddle through a lie to get to the truth. So I said, I'd just step over you. And the Holy Spirit said, no, you're not. And that day, Rainey, he began to break this old black woman down. You mean to tell me he started working on me? He said, I'm going to show you your heart, woman. He said, your heart worse than his heart. You got unforgiveness, bitterness, anger, rage. There was all kinds of black stuff. Man, I went on a fast. I said, God, please. After he showed me my heart, I knew I wasn't going to make it in. I knew he was going to make it. I knew. He began to cleanse me and purge me, and doing my cleansing and purging, love came. Love came, y'all. Love came and overtook me. I had no ability within myself. But love is stronger than the grave. Came and it overtook me. And when Shell said that he married me because his soul was at stake, I didn't know that then. I didn't know why I took him back. I didn't know about love. I didn't. That's too deep, Pastor. That's too deep. That God would entrust somebody's soul to you. That's too deep. That's too deep. It's too deep. But I remember the night on December the 27th when he passed in 1992. He came 2 days after Christmas. I had turned the Christmas tree off and all. And all of a sudden, there was this bright light coming down the hallway. And I got up to go towards the living room to see why somebody had come back up and cut the light on the tree. And there he stood in the brightest light that I had ever seen in my life. Second time I've seen it was with Marvin. I saw it with Marvin. And I said, oh, my God. And he looked like he was 19 again. And I knew he had made it in. I had no doubt about it because of the light that he stood in. And when I walked towards him, he left. But Michelle bringing that dream back, God giving her that dream. God, there is a power in love, y'all. I'm a living witness. Even though I fought it a lot of time with everything in me. Because I thought I was justified. We think we are so justified. We think we are so justified. And we think we are so righteous that we have the unmitigated gift to not love. But if we really get love, what we are receiving here today, it will change the world. We will recreate, Pastor. We will multiply. The world will be replenished. Pastor, now God doesn't want clones of who we are right now. He doesn't want clones of who we are right now. He wants us to walk in the epitome of who he is, which is love. So thank you again, Pastor. Thank you again.
Amen. Love is the whole thing. You can go to church all your life and not love a fly. Whoa. Some say that they had believed in the Lord, but in actuality, they had not lived as he taught. The Lord speaks of them this way in Matthew. Not everyone saying, Lord, Lord, to me will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one doing my will. What's his will? It's to love. We see, we thought of his will, everything else but to love. I just want to do the will of God. That means you just want to love. Many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, haven't we prophesied in your name? Matthew 7:21. See also all that follows up to the end of Matthew 7. If you can go home and read it, it brings it out. All this makes it clear that people who have love also have faith and consequently a heavenly life. The same cannot be said of those who claim to have faith but do not lead a loving life. I like what Pastor Jerry said. What makes you think that I don't love him as much as I love you? A life of faith without love is like the sunlight without warmth. Right? The type of light that occurs in the winter when nothing grows and everything droops and dies. Okay? In other words, in the winter, it's out there, you have sunlight now, but nothing's going to grow. That's because there's no warmth in the air, no love in the air. Okay. Faith rising out of love, on the contrary, is like light from the sun in the spring when everything grows and flourishes. Warmth from the sun or love is the fertile agent. Did we get that? People who have separated faith from love do not even know what faith is. Faith is more than a knowledge or a confession of all that encompasses the teachings of faith. First and foremost, the primary thing faith teaches and requires is our obedience to love, is to love for the Lord and love for our neighbor. That's what faith requires. If you lack a hopeless, out of control love for the Father, real faith will be lacking as well. The Lord teaches this so clearly in Mark that no one can doubt it. The first of all the commandments is, listen, Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord. Therefore, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, with all your powers. This is the first commandment. A second similar one, of course, is this. You shall love the Lord, shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these right here. No other commandment. Amen. We can mark this day down in eternity. Mark this day down in eternity. Chris, will you come up and pray?
Before I pray, I just want to share just a short story that applies to this word. And it's sort of similar to what Pastor Jerry just shared, but more simple. More simple. No, well, mine's about Aquaphor. So without love, you can't please God. Without love for the Father, you can't please God. Y'all know I love BJ. Everybody knows that, right? Okay. So, I do. Yesterday, I had a whole bunch of errands to run, and toiletries, groceries, blah, blah, blah. Holy Spirit, help me. And so, the things I needed, I typically get from different stores. Very annoying, but I do it. Usually, I don't have to do it all in one day. Yesterday, I did. So Cammie had dance. BJ had a meeting I wasn't invited to. You know. I was like, are y'all going out to eat afterwards? Anyways. No, love. Let me stay focused. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So So, and I had Drew. So I'm running the errands, taking Kim to dance, running the errands, and I got Drew. And BJ calls finally and says he's out of the meeting. Hallelujah. Can you please come get Drew? He was crashing. He was getting sleepy. I didn't want to drag the poor boy. I was at Walmart. That was store number one. Okay. So BJ comes. He meets me in Walmart in the toiletry section. Pay attention. In the toiletry section. He gets Drew, and he leaves the store. Great. I finish. I go get Cammie. We do lunch. I take back. And then I got more stores to do. And I said, I'm going to Aldi. And BJ said, oh, okay. He said, I need Aquaphor. I said, oh, okay. Aldi's probably not going to have that. They don't carry Aquaphor. Aquaphor is pretty fancy. In the toiletry section. Pastor Jerry, she gets me. I'm like a mini version of Pastor Jerry. So... Yes. Oh, my gosh. So I love BJ, but I love the Father more. I love the Father more. So when he tells me that, I respond, Aldi won't have Aquaphor. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you were just at Walmart. You could have got it. So I go to Aldi. Aldi's bigger now. Our Aldi is bigger now where there's more to choose from. And my third store that I had to go to was Kroger. But my response to B was, I'm not going to Kroger if Aldi has everything I need. Aldi had everything I needed, except Aquaphor. I wasn't going to Kroger. I wasn't going to Kroger. No, Kroger would not have Aquaphor. I'm telling you, this is what I told the Holy Spirit. So I leave, and he texts me, and he said, I need Aquaphor. So I'm on the way home. The only store between Aldi and home is Kroger. And I said, Holy Spirit, Kroger is not going to have Aquaphor. I'm not going to Kroger. And so I'm setting my ways and I'm going. And the Holy Spirit says, he would do the same for you. He would go to the store for you. Why are you being so out of love? But I love the Father. So I said, okay, Lord, if I'm going to go to Kroger, I don't want to, but if I'm going to go, let it be there. So we get there, and in my mind, I'm thinking the only Aquaphor that Kroger is going to have is the little bitty pocket thing for your purse, for your lips. Not enough for, he's got a tattoo, not enough to cover a tattoo. So I get there, I go in, I go to the section where it would be. Of course, they have the little bitty section of it, and I'm like, see, Lord, I told you. And so he's like, check another spot. And I'm like, durr. So I go and I check another spot. I kid you not. The biggest jar of Aquaphor you have ever seen in your entire life on sale. Immediately my heart changed. Immediately heaven arrived. The biggest jar. A gallon size of Aquaphor. My heart changed towards him. Immediately, I loved him the way God loves him. Immediately, heaven showed up and supplied what he needed through me, even though I didn't want to. But faith, I loved God enough to have faith to say, okay, I'm not selfless love right now, but I'm God love right now. So I'm going to go to Kroger and I'm going to obey you, God. Because I love you, not because I love BJ, because I did not go to Kroger because I love BJ. I did not. If you don't know me, y'all don't know me. Pastor Jared gets it, because I sure enough would have came straight home and told you what, B, I'm not going to Kroger. That's God's love. That's God's love. That is him bringing heaven to earth. That's him birthing love in the earth and putting faith in my home, because the first I couldn't wait to tell everybody in my house and show them this big old jar of Aquaphor. So thank you, Lord. Can I pray? You not yet. Amen.
Don't go far. You can sit down, but sit close to your Jerry. So love is so practical like that. But it's based on loving the Father. It's based on loving the Father. Derek, we missed that one, you know. That's a vital one. We missed it. We love the Father. I want Pastor Roz to just play something before we Christian closes. We'll rise up. It's almost like it's a new day. It's like it's a new day. You know, love is its own atmosphere. And I'll tell you, as we walk in the love of the Father, it will erase doubt, fear, unbelief, just on its own. We'll breathe in faith air because we're breathing in love air. And watch it all just elevate in this house. Inebriated with love, right? Love sick. Everybody in here is subject to faults and mistakes and trappings, and but love covers it all. We all search and search and have fine vanity, but then love covers it all. All the mistakes, all the failures, day by day, life can stumble you, but love covers it all. The Father's love heart is for you. It's the overflow. Get caught in the overflow of his love, and it'll catch you and find you, and such that he can find no fault with you because of this love. Get captured by it, and then be obedient to it, and then let love sustain you the rest of the days of your life. From this point on, let love sustain you the rest of the day of your life. No condemnation, no criticism, no complaining, no comparing. Just walking in his love. Today is the day of obedience of faith, obedience of love. The Father says, I have caught you. I have captured you in my love. My love is like a net, and I've captured you now in my love. And I won't let go, nor do you want to be let go. Love is what you've been seeking after, and I finally found you and captured you. Now watch life take on a whole different meaning, a whole different purpose in my love. Still thinking that strange that trials come to you and such, but love will keep you. Thinking that strange for all the fault finding that others will try to find, but love will keep you all the way. Dwell in my love, for in the days ahead, you'll need my love to carry you. Amen and amen. Amen. Come on, Chris, would you pray?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This is a new path. This is a new way. Truth is God's heart or thoughts on a matter. For so long, we have listened to other people's thoughts on love, or we have thought we knew how to love. O ye of little faith. O ye of little faith. Jesus spoke to us today. You want big faith? You need big love. Oh God, we need your love. We fall before you on our knees today, God. We throw up our hands. And we admit, we acknowledge that we don't know how to love you first. God, we begin now to let everything go. We ask you to turn our sight towards you, that we will not be focused on how to love this person or that person, but we will now focus on how to love you. Our affections will now truly be set on you, on things above. that love that comes out of us now will be the love of the Father towards our children, towards our spouse, towards our coworkers, towards the driver in front of us, towards your will, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We will now know what true obedience is.
Yes.
God, you've removed the scales. We were the blind man in Scripture. But today is a new day. And today we rejoice because you have saved us today, God. Thank you, God, that you keep saving. You keep saving. There is an untouched grace today. Grab hold. Grab hold. This is optional. Grab hold. Grab hold. Children, grab hold. You need God's love. We need God's love. On every circumstance, God, may your love be like the oil that Robert saw years ago, months ago, that trickled down from the top of the roof for building. Thank you, God. That was your love that was slowly coming to wake us up, God. We thank you, Lord. Now there's a new level of anointing. There's a new level of anointing now. We can handle God's business now. He wouldn't have given it to us before. Now he can trust us because he knows we'll love him first. We will return to our first love. God, thank you for just turning the wheel today. Turning the wheel today. Lining up our hearts and our minds today, God, with your love. God, you are so gracious and you are full of so much love that we can't comprehend it, God. But we thank you for cracking that egg today, God, and feeding us your yolk today. Thank you, God. Yoke us today. Bind it around our hearts and our minds and our chests, Lord God. Don't let our bodies go another way, God. Thank you, God. Thank you that you truly do order our steps. Because we do love you. That is what makes us good. Your love makes us good. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. Oh, there's more revelation. Ooh-wee. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Help us to listen as we're released. Help us to listen. Listen, listen, listen. Thank you, Father. God, we love you. And we thank you. We are eternally grateful, God. Thank you, Jesus. Now we can live as heaven lives. Thank you, God, for the heavenly life made known today. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for your angels, God, that go before each one of us, God, as we go our separate ways, God. We will not depart from your word today. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray.